universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Well, on this Tuesday, October the 17th, 2017, we're going to be taking a look at Hillary Clinton's bitter defeat tour in the UK, some of the amazing things that she is talking about. And of course, there's been hints by Sean Hannity and others that there is going to be a big revelation today. And we'll go into the details of that. We'll also play some of the amazing things that she is saying as she's abroad. We're also going to be looking for Jesus, or I should say Jesus, the missing security guard. We also have, as I pointed out, missing witnesses. We have missing motives. No motives found. Have you ever seen an investigation before where they focus on a brain autopsy to try to find motive? That's how absurd the narrative that constantly is changing is. They're trying to find motive in the physical analysis of his brain. Does he have some kind of a tumor? No, no, no. Does he have some kind of other disease that would affect him? No. It doesn't make any sense. Nobody is buying this. This dog is not hunting. And now we have the security guard who was shot. He was the star at the beginning. He was the guy who stopped everything. And then they reversed the timeline. And that gave legal liability to MGM. And they said, well, he was shot at the very beginning before the shooting. Another 6 minutes, then lawsuits started occurring with MGM. And then the tearful third revision by the sheriff as the security guard then went missing. And he's been missing since Friday. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, the war on drugs is back in our sight. Donald Trump had made an appointment for the drug czar. And it was pointed out that this guy had hosted legislation that would give immunity to Big Pharma on the opioid epidemic that we're now suffering from. That is something that is very key to understanding what the war on drugs is about. If you want to know why something that has medical use like marijuana is on a Schedule I drug, then that has something to do with all of this. And so we're going to take a look at that. We also are going to have Eric Peters joining us talking about crony capitalism in the person of Elon Musk and the electronic surveillance society that is being foisted upon us in these electric cars. He'll be joining us. And the person who had exposed the Panama Papers and crony capitalism with many, many political leaders, especially in her own country in Malta, was killed today. She was described as a one-woman WikiLeaks. So we're also going to be talking about what's going on with that. And we have the developing war with John McCain and Mitch McConnell coming in the Republican Party, the civil war that is developing there. We're going to have their comments. And I think the most entertaining thing we're going to have is a look at the fact that Shia LaBeouf has now resurrected his He Will Not Divide Us campaign. We're going to take a look at that. If you don't know about what 4chan did to track him down, to harass him, and then as he continued to move to remote locations, they continued to find him in very short period of time. Maybe we should get them to look for a motive in the Las Vegas shooting. Maybe we should get 4chan to find out who is really behind this, to find the other shooters. And of course, there was a revelation from 4chan 3 weeks before the shooting, saying something is going to happen in Las Vegas, and they're going to use this as part of the high incident project. They are going to use this as an example to put in TSA type of screening at all public areas, as well as, of course, gun control. That is always on the menu. But we're going to take a look at Shia LaBeouf resurrecting his anti-Trump flag exhibit and what is going to happen with that. If you don't know about the Capture the Flag episode from 4chan, we're going to give you a little bit of a taste of that. That's one of the most amusing things that's come out of politics in the last year and a half. I'm David Knight. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force, now Brain Force Plus. There's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this October the 17th, 2017. As I mentioned, we got a lot of clips from Hillary Clinton with her bitter resentment tour in the UK. Some amazing things, and some amazing things have been said by Jane Fonda again. These two women are the gift that just keeps giving if you're in the news. And so we're going to play some of those clips for you. And we're also going to be talking to Eric Peters about crony capitalism here in America, the big crony capitalism. The journalist who exposed crony capitalism in the Panama Papers was killed with a car bomb today. That shows the danger of what people are involved in. Of course, the person who really is in the crosshairs right now is Julian Assange with WikiLeaks. He is the target of another woman who, the lady who was killed in Malta, they called her a one-woman WikiLeaks. Well, we got one woman who wants to blow up WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. The hatred that Hillary Clinton has for Julian Assange is just amazing. Maybe even more than she has for Donald Trump, but I'm not sure. But we're going to have a revelation today, I think. Maybe it's going to be Julian Assange giving us a little bit more information on Hillary Clinton. And, of course, she wants to kill the messenger. So we're going to take a look at what's going on with that. Let's take a look at a little bit of news here that's breaking. CBS's earnings have taken a big hit. Their ratings have crashed because of NFL Sunday. It's crashed 17% from last year. They're going to have a meeting today, the NFL is, to try to get past the anthem controversy, says the NFL commissioner. Well, according to Credit Suisse, CBS's plummeting NFL TV ratings have a direct impact on the company's earnings, also on Fox as well. They say that they have cut CBS's third quarter earnings per share estimates by 5% due to the struggling Sunday night NFL ratings. They say we expect third quarter network advertising to decline 3%, driven by soft ratings for both the summer schedule and for the start of the NFL season. The analyst said that CBS's Sunday NFL ratings are down 17% year over year during the first several weeks of the football season. They also released a similar report last week on Fox's earnings. They expect that to be a disappointment also because of the NFL. You know, it's interesting, the U.S. soccer team was taken out of the World Cup within the last week. I heard a guy on ESPN. He was more upset about the fact that the U.S. soccer team had been taken out of the World Cup. He was more upset than anybody I've ever heard as a political commentator. You know, people get upset with Alex Jones or with those of us here at InfoWars because we actually care about what's happening in this country. But I heard an ESPN commentator, just because of this soccer loss, go absolutely hysterical, so angry at the coach, at the team. And they didn't even have a contract for this. They had gotten into a bidding war with Fox, and Fox had paid an obscene amount of money. I think it was something like $400 million or something for the World Cup, and there's not going to be any U.S. team. they're going to be hurt by more than just the NFL. Meanwhile, as reported yesterday, Colin Kaepernick is suing all 32 NFL owners for collusion. Well, they might want to take a look as a defense and say that out of the 32 teams, he was ranked 23 last year as a quarterback. He was in the bottom third of all of the quarterbacks. Maybe that has something to do with why they didn't hire him, because the owners are not, you know, when we talk about colluding and a conspiracy, conspiracy means that you're literally breathing together. You're in agreement with what's going on here. I don't see that with the NFL owners, and that's part of their problem. They cannot figure out what is going on. They don't even understand the basis of why the fans are upset with them. And they had the arrogance to say, you have disrespected the NFL to President Trump when he talked about how they were disrespecting the flag, the anthem, and veterans who were had a great deal of involvement in those symbols. Very special symbols to them, as we had yesterday Stacey Washington on, and she is a veteran, and she talked about when they had used the American flag in ceremonies and funerals, and how special it was to veterans. That's why the NFL is crashing. They do not understand, in their elitism, how they have offended the American public and continue to do so. The FBI is now saying that four times more people are stabbed to death than are killed with rifles of any kind. This is very important to remember as we go into this season of gun control following the Las Vegas shooting. Yes, the Second Amendment is under attack. It began immediately after the firing stopped in Las Vegas, and they are accelerating the attacks on it. Meanwhile, Breitbart points out that the FBI Uniform Crime Report for 2016 shows more than four times as many people were stabbed to death than were killed with rifles of any kind. And because the category of rifles covers every type of rifle, this means that there would be an even greater divide between the number of people stabbed to death versus those shot to death with an AR-15 or similar rifle that the gun control people like to call assault rifles. So it's far more than four times the number of people killed with assault rifles. Far more. They say 374 people were shot and killed with rifles of any kind, compared to 1,604 people killed with knives or cutting instruments. And they show that even more people were killed via the use of hands, fists, and feet than were killed by rifles of any kind. Again, 374 people were shot and killed with rifles. 656 were beaten to death with hands, fists, and feet. So I guess we should outlaw hands, fists, and feet. Maybe we should outlaw martial arts. Don't even talk about bathrooms. How many people were killed in bathrooms? Yeah, we're going to have to outlaw those as well. Maybe we could have latrine trenches or something for safety. But then you got people dying from disease. Democrats have challenged the right of President Trump to rescind the Obama order that a federal court declared unconstitutional. I reported on this yesterday with Dr. Jerome Corsi, because he had a very detailed research that he had done detailing everything that had happened to fund Obamacare unconstitutionally. And we got pushback from several, of course, all of the Obama media pushed back against that report. But we even got pushback against that report from some conservative media. And then the Department of Justice came out and said, no, it actually was funded illegally, and we're going to stop doing that. And this article from Jonathan Turley, who is a lawyer, says there are now, it didn't take very long. That was last Friday that was announced. And as of today, there are now 18 states and the District of Columbia lined up to challenge that executive order by President Trump. So they're going to sue in court. They want to rescind the, President Trump is trying to rescind the order giving insurance companies billions in subsidies without an appropriation of Congress, Jonathan Turley points out. It says, as explained below, this challenge advances a rather curious claim that Trump cannot rescind an earlier order found to be flagrantly unconstitutional by a federal court. So you've got a court, as we'd pointed out, the Congress did not appropriate the money. They sued Obama after he took the money by executive order, after he took the money by stealing it from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors. And then it was under appeal. And as Dr. Corsi pointed out, all the Justice Department had to do was stop the appeal and the lower court's orders would stand. And Jonathan Turley points this out. He says, voters now expect that every act of Trump will be challenged. And no Democratic attorney general wants to be the only one to sit out a challenge to an unpopular order. So the result is a type of perpetual litigation machine where bad precedent is being cranked out because it's viewed as good politics. And we're going to give you a little bit more of what he had to say, because this is very key. What is happening right now is we've seen President Trump take bold orders as an executive order to overturn the illegal actions of President Obama. And the Democrats are going crazy with this. They never had a problem when Obama ignored the Constitution. But when President Trump overthrows those unconstitutional executive orders, they freak out and they sue him in court. How's that for irony? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We now have the Democrats taking the unusual position of suing the president for siding with a court and saying that President Obama had funded Obamacare illegally, unconstitutionally. And we were just going through, when we had to go to break, we're just going through what Jonathan Turley, a lawyer who is, I think, very fair. I mean, he does not, he's not limit himself in terms of his opinions to one side or the other. And what he was saying, and what I'm going to read to you, what he wrote in his op-ed piece here is spot on, and it is very important to understand the state of government that we have right now in the United States. So we're going to talk about that and many other things. Bitcoin, a way to kill Bitcoin, maybe they've come up with that in Russia. So we're going to get to that in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I'll remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's what funds this program, what funds the operations here at InfoWarsStore.com, all of our programs, our website, everything that we do here. We have a big sale on BrainForce Plus, 50% off. Great way to supercharge your mind, a great way to focus your brain. BrainForce is now 50% off, the deepest it's ever been discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. That will not last much longer. We also have InfoWars Life Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. All Emmerich's Essentials, that's our non-GMO organic line of household products. Those are all 50% off. And for a limited time only, we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. You can get that in either a Patriot blend or an immune support blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. That's 20% off with the code WAKEUP at checkout. I was reading you what Jonathan Turley said, how the Democrat attorney generals now are racing to oppose everything that Trump does in court. No matter what he does, it's going to be sued in court. Now, did anybody ever sue the wars, Obama, for the executive orders that he had about the wars? Did they sue for shutting down the border? Yes, there were some lawsuits. But now we've got 18 state attorneys general and the District of Columbia are lined up to sue President Trump because of a court decision that he is now not going to challenge, a court decision that said that what President Obama did in terms of seizing money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors and using that to fund Obamacare because the Congress would not appropriate the money, they sued, Congress did, and a judge agreed with them. And so does President Trump and his Justice Department. They have now stopped that appeal. And as Jonathan Turley points out, the ruling of a federal court was a triumph for those of us who have warned for years about the erosion of the separation of powers within our constitutional system. That high point in the judiciary followed a low point in Congress in a State of the Union address where President Obama announced that he would circumvent Congress after it had failed to approve measures in immigration and in health care that he demanded. You understand that as he did on so many occasions, saying, I'm going to just self-ratify this treaty because I can't get the Senate to ratify it under the Constitution, so I'll just sign it myself. Well, it's very easy then for President Trump to undo that. And what Jonathan Turley was saying, that was a low point when President Obama, who had many times said, hey, we've got a Constitution, I can't just do whatever I want, then finally said, yeah, you know what, I am going to do whatever I want. And so he said, this alarming decision was met with an equally alarming response of rapturous applause by members who were thrilled at the notion of their own institutional obsolescence. And let me say this. I'm really actually kind of surprised that there was even a lawsuit from Congress. Congress is institutionally obsolete. They have abdicated their power for laws to the bureaucracy. That's how we get 80,000 plus pages of regulations each year. It's because the Congress no longer writes our laws. What they do instead is they create bureaucracies, and then they hand off the lawmaking procedure to the bureaucracies. And that's very troubling because not only is it a situation where we have legislation without representation, but they have the curious position that they've taken that when it is regulations that are being violated, it's not the same as a law that's being violated. So you don't have any presumption of innocence under the Constitution. You don't have the right to a trial by your peers. You don't have protection against excessive fines. And that's how you get situations where the EPA is leveling fines of $35,000 a day against a welder who has 8 acres and put a pond on his own property that was approved by state and local government. The EPA comes in and says, we own all the water in the world, and we're going to fine you every day on this, and then we're also going to try to garnish your wages. That was shut down by court. But we get into this position because Congress no longer wants to write the laws. You couldn't have them do 80,000 pages of laws a year. You can't get them to do anything. These guys are so busy taking vacations, they don't do anything. But they do hand this all off to the bureaucracy. And as Jonathan Turley points out, you got a lot of them who were applauding the fact that they no longer had to do anything, that the president was going to do it with executive order, whether he had the authority to or not. And he says, President Obama then proceeded to assume the core defining power left to Congress under the power of the purse in Article 1 of the Constitution. And he finishes up with this. I'll just read you this last quote of his. He says, if a president could simply ignore the Constitution and federal law, the separation of powers becomes little more than a constitutional pretense. Yes, that's right. The Constitution is nothing more than a pretense. It's what they appeal to for their authority, and then they ignore everything about it. He says it'd be nothing more than a constitutional pretense, a power subject to the discretionary whim of presidents. And first requesting the money and then unilaterally ordering its payment, President Obama established that the limits of the Constitution would not be allowed to exceed the patience of a president. So you had this petulant dictator, Obama, who decided that he was going to set up his scheme of socialism. And just as I was talking to Jerome Corsi yesterday, when you have a system like Obamacare that is not insurance, if people can buy into it after they're already sick, that's not insurance. If you can get insurance for your house after a tree falls on it, that's not insurance. That is some kind of a welfare program or an entitlement program. And that's the point with Obamacare. They have set up a means by which the government is making health care an entitlement. This is not about making sure that everybody is insured. It certainly isn't about making sure that it's affordable. And it is not about giving people health care. It's about taking over health care for the government and turning it into an entitlement program. They have done it now in a fascist way, saying that you must buy something from these companies. That is fascism. That's economic fascism. But the socialism and the communism is on its way. And that's why this has to be overturned. And it's why it's much better that they did it this way rather than trying to adjust it around the edges. This is going to gut Obamacare. And it's why they're so upset about it. It's why we have 18 states and the District of Columbia now suing, even though they don't have a leg to stand on. A judge has already ruled on this. And this is something that they're going to lose, but it's going to drag this out. We are now, however, in the death throes of Obama's socialist scheme, Obamacare. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption, it's David Knight.
Remember when Roger Stone said that he was begging to answer charges against him of being a Russian agent? He said, let me answer those charges. Well, he finally got a chance to testify to a congressional committee, but he didn't get a chance to do it in public. They wouldn't let a cameraman accompany him. They wouldn't do it in public. They did it behind closed doors. Now we have the firm that put all that information out there, the so-called Trump dossier, the dirty dossier that was put out there. They are refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena. So isn't it interesting that all the accusers, when they have a chance to make their case, like we saw for the longest time with Susan Rice, she refused to come in and explain why she had unmasked individuals. It took her several months of denial, saying, well, I don't think I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to come in and talk to you, until she could find a situation where there was one prince, I think it was from the UAE, United Arab Emirates, that came in, and they were not notified that he was coming to the United States. So that justified them to unmask and to spy on the Trump campaign. Just that one little thing. So she had an alibi there that she thought. Clearly that, I don't think, rose to the level of spying on your political opponents and using the full apparatus of the massive surveillance state that we have in this country. But after Roger Stone was not allowed to answer these charges in public, Now, Fusion GPS has declined to comply with a congressional subpoena. The three co-founders of Fusion GPS, and this is the opposition research firm responsible for overseeing the creation of the Trump dossier, will refuse to comply with a subpoena ordered by the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, reports Zero Hedge. Experts say the argument their lawyers are using to ask that they be excused relies on shaky legal grounds and is unlikely to hold. And they say this is the latest attempt by the firm's founders, who reportedly were aware that not all of the allegations contained in the dossier were credible before turning it over to the FBI. So they knew it was fake. They knew that it was false, but they did it anyway. And guess who was behind the shopping around of this? Of course, it was John McCain, remember? John McCain sent an advisor to get the information from the former MI5 spy who put this piece of fiction together. And then he came back and he shopped it around in Washington. It was used by Comey in a veiled threat to President Trump as he was about to take office. And now we have this amazing statement from John McCain, the guy who was shopping this dirty dossier around in Washington. Let's play that clip of what John McCain said.
To fear the world we have organized and led the three quarters of a century, to abandon the ideals we have advanced around the globe, to refuse the obligations of international leadership and our duty to remain the last best hope of Earth for the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems. Is as unpatriotic as an attachment to any other tired dogma of the past that Americans consigned to the ash heap of history.
Did he say ass cheek? That was ash heap. Ash heap, I think, is what he was trying to say. You know, this is a guy who says we're not going to have scapegoats. This is the guy who shopped around the dirty dossier. And he's talking about spurious nationalism that's going to take away this international leadership that he and others have put together. You know what? He wants to talk about half-baked spurious nationalism. You know what's fully baked is this globalism that he and others have been selling for a long time, and it's fully baked, and you can stick a fork in it because it is done. That's what he's angry about. And he's the guy who tried to shut down the repeal of Obamacare. Didn't work. Didn't work, McCain. And he's going to try to shut down tax reform as well so that he can burn down our economy just so he can get even with President Trump, who he has a personal vendetta with. Now, President Trump had a press conference that he did jointly with Mitch McConnell, showing that he is going to rise above any personal differences that he's had with Mitch McConnell, who has so far been very ineffective as leader of the GOP. And as they were having this press conference talking about what they were going to do to work together to get tax reform through, there was questions about Steve Bannon and Bannon's war. And this is what Mitch McConnell said about that. Let's play that clip.
The goal here is to win elections in November. Back in 2010 and 2012, we nominated several candidates, Christine O'Donnell, Sharon Angle, Todd Akin, Richard Murdoch. They're not in the Senate. And the reason for that was that they were not able to appeal to a broader electorate in the general election. My goal as the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate is to keep us in the majority. The way you do that is not complicated. You have to nominate people who can actually win, because winners make policy and losers go home. We changed the business model in 2014. We nominated people who could win everywhere. We took the majority in the Senate. We had one skirmish in 2016. We kept the majority in the Senate. So our operating approach will be to support our incumbents and in open seats to seek to help nominate people who can actually win in November. That's my approach. That's the way you keep a governing majority.
All right, let's hold it right there. You know, his approach is to nominate people that look so much like Democrats that they go to Washington and keep him in as leader. We don't really care whether Mitch McConnell is there. We want to have people who are actually going to do what they said. And that's what this war against the incumbents is really about. You know, what does winning look like? We haven't had a definition of what winning looks like in Afghanistan, for example. What is the, how do we know that we've won? What is the end game? What is the goal? And what is the goal for the Republicans when we've had time and again, they've told us they're going to do something about the border. They're going to do something about Obamacare, and they fail to do it repeatedly. So, you know, you can look at that, and he goes through a list of conservative candidates that didn't make it in the general election. But what about his establishment candidate, Luther Strange, who didn't make it in spite of the fact that Mitch McConnell gave him over $30 million, outspent him 10-1? That is the thing that I believe that President Trump saw when he got lumped together with this loser when he's trying to play with the GOP establishment. He realizes that they're a bunch of losers. And these GOP senators, even when they win, they're not making the policy that we want them to make. So that's not a win for the people back home. And we do have to get these people out. Yes, it is a question of having somebody who is good, somebody who's going to win the election, the general election, having somebody that is intelligent, well-spoken, a good character, so forth and so on. But it's not a victory if you wind up with a Republican in name only. It's not, that's only a victory for Mitch McConnell, and we're basically sick of it. I don't really care if Mitch McConnell is majority leader. Doesn't make any difference to me. It makes a difference to Mitch McConnell, but it hasn't made a difference to our lives, has it? To have Mitch McConnell there, to have a majority Republican Senate there, because we don't have people, for the most part, who will stand up for principle, who will stand for the things that they ran on. Let's take a look at what's happening with our currency, because this is something, as we see the petrodollar that was crafted by Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger, as they went off the gold standard, they came up with the petrodollar. And now we see governments around the world working to come up with an alternative standard. Putin and China and others are coming up with a competitor to Bitcoin, and we're going to take a look at whether or not that is really going to overturn our currency, whether it'll overturn the Federal Reserve. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Crypto-ruble? I'm going to tell you what's behind that. I'm David Knight. You know, Julian Assange has pushed back and taunted the people who forced them to fund WikiLeaks by getting into Bitcoin. This goes back to 2010. Remember the footage that was released about a Baghdad airstrike? It showed journalists being targeted. It showed the rescue workers being targeted. And then, of course, he released a lot of information about Hillary Clinton's State Department as well. In retaliation, we had Senator McCain and Senator Lieberman who said, we're not going to let WikiLeaks accept donations using Visa, MasterCard, PayPal. So he said, deepest thanks, Julian Assange, deepest thanks to the U.S. government, Senator McCain, Senator Lieberman, for pushing Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, etc., into erecting an illegal banking blockade against WikiLeaks starting in 2010. He said as a result of that, they had to use Bitcoin, and now they have, with Bitcoin at $5,700, roughly is where it is right now, he says they have realized a 50,000% return on their investment. And it's interesting because Russia is now getting into the blockchain technology. They have had some pronouncements along with China, the BRICS nations, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They've all talked about doing a competing currency to the U.S. petrodollar that is going to have massive economic impact for the United States if we cannot continue to float our debt as the world's reserve currency. So that's one of the reasons why they are now attacking us at the point of our world reserve currency status. And as Zero Hedge points out, Russia's development bank, VEB, and several Russian state ministries are reportedly teaming up to develop blockchain technology. Russia plans to create a fully encrypted, distributed, inexpensive payment system that has no dependence on Western banking institutions. They call it SWIFT, is what they call the Western banking institutions, or the U.S. government to move money across the world. And Putin has officially stated that Russia will issue its own crypto ruble. Now, this is according to local news sources. He said that in a closed-door meeting, so it hasn't been a public announcement. But that has been reported by several local news sources. Blockchain technology will facilitate a wide variety of transfers, potentially including the new Russian state cryptocurrency that will also be backed by gold. Remember, we got the petrodollar when we went off the gold standard in Bretton Woods II back in the early 70s with Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger. They teamed with Saudi Arabia. That's why Saudi Arabia has us by the short hairs, let's just say. And they have had for a very long time. So they're talking about putting up a cryptocurrency that is also backed by gold. But although that sounds pretty good, there are some caveats here. They say the crypto rubles can be exchanged for regular rubles at any time, though the holder is unable, if you're unable to explain where you got these crypto rubles, they will enact a 13% tax. And they will also put a 13% tax on any difference between what you bought it for and what you sold it for. So they start to pull it back that way. But there's an interesting article that was from the Free Thought Project. Zero Hedge says there is one way, however, that governments can actually kill bitcoins. And they go back to the fact that Jamie Dimon and others have been criticizing Bitcoin. Remember when they came out, said it was a fraud, it was criminal, he would fire anybody who was doing it. Then he subsequently found out that he had people who were trading for customers doing it, and he didn't fire them. Then he found out that they had actually put out ads for people who would work on cryptocurrency for his organization. So there's a lot of hypocrisy there, but he continues to go around bad-mouthing Bitcoin. And when he said that initially, Bitcoin went from $4,000 down to $3,000. And that was widely reported that he had crashed it. It cost it about 25% of its value. But it rapidly gained it back in just a few days. And now it has increased another 50% from where it was before he began criticizing it. And he's been out again, criticizing it yet again, saying that it's still about fraud. It's still about organized crime. And Zero Hedge has an article that basically takes down that idea. It's also being done by Larry Fink is out there trashing Bitcoin. And that is the largest investment management firm in the world. They have $5.7 trillion under management. They were saying it's an index for how much demand for money laundering there is in the world. So they're putting it out there as if it is simply the currency of criminals and money launderers. But they point out the fact that criminals would not use this. Why? Because when you take a round trip and you finally turn this stuff in, and they go through an example and they say, well, let's assume that Mr. Arms Dealer signs up for an account at Coinbase. The money is transferred from, let's say, Diamond's Bank, JP Morgan Chase, and they put in an order to buy 100 Bitcoin. The money then transfers from J.P. Morgan to Coinbase, and he gets a wallet that is credited with that. Now he sends those to his friend, the money launderer, and the money launderer then converts it into U.S. dollars. Every single one of these transactions is then public at the point where he turns that in. So it says, in other words, if you're the FBI, you should hope that criminals are using Bitcoin. They'll be far easier to catch because they've got an entire audit trail of where this money came from and who had it. So he points out, you know, if you really want to launder your money or keep this out there, you're going to buy something like Amazon.com gift cards. That's what people typically do. And he says, if you think that governments are going to be able to make Bitcoin go away by fiat, then you haven't been watching what's happened with illegal drugs like marijuana. You haven't been paying attention to the pirating of movies, which is also illegal, but is still exploding. He says, however, there's one thing that the government could do that would actually disrupt Bitcoin. And that would be if the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve would actually do their own cryptocurrency, which I think is very interesting because that would be the thing that would take it down. And that is what Russia is now getting ready to do because our government, our Western banks are not doing that, although they may be making plans to do that. We see some of these big banks getting ready to do that. I want to take a look as we're talking about WikiLeaks. And we're talking about Bitcoin. Let's go to Hillary because she was dumping on former FBI Director James Comey. She said, he shivved me. And then she talks about Julian Assange as well. This is part of her worldwide bitter loser tour where she's going around. And it just to give you some context here, when she said that James Comey had shivved her. In other words, stuck a knife in her. That's kind of, you know, prison term for a makeshift knife that somebody sticks you with. Just understand that it is now a public record. It's been exposed back in August. We had Senator Chuck Grassley, who's chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, had talked about, he sent a letter to the new FBI director and said, we have learned from an interview with the special counsel that Comey had drafted the statement exonerating Hillary Clinton long before he held any interviews. And now we have the actual documents that have been released. And it shows that even though he was interviewing her on the 4th of July weekend, it was back the middle of May that they had actually made the determination that they weren't going to do anything to Hillary. They were going to give her a pass because she's so important. They didn't really care. The interview wasn't necessary. And he didn't shiv her. But here's what Hillary Clinton had to say. Let's play clip number three.
You say Jim Comey shivved me.
Oh, he did. Well, he did shiv me. Yeah.
Explain what that means.
Well, what that means is that there's never been a good explanation as to why he did what he did.
Yeah, there hasn't been an explanation as to why he made an exception for Hillary Clinton while telling the rest of us, don't you try this at home. If you do, you're going to go to jail. But, you know, it wouldn't be in, let's say, my interest to send Hillary Clinton to jail or to bring any charges against her. After he had laid out all of the felonies that she'd committed, he said, that's all right. She can go. And that was determined months before he ever held an interview. That was determined in mid-May. And the interview was over the 4th of July weekend. Then he came back and said, we've determined that we're not going to prosecute her. All of that is highly irregular. But let's take a look at what she was saying about Julian Assange. We're just talking about Bitcoin and Assange. She really wants to shoot this messenger. Here's what she had to say about Julian Assange.
I think Assange has become a kind of nihilistic opportunist who does the bidding of a dictator.
Lots of people, including in Australia, think that Assange is a martyr for free speech and freedom of information. How would you describe him?
I mean, he's a tool of Russian intelligence. And if he's such a, you know, martyr of free speech, why doesn't WikiLeaks ever publish anything coming out of Russia?
Isn't he just doing what journalists do, which is publish information when they get it?
I don't think so. I think for number one, it's stolen information. And number two, if all you did.
Yeah, we're going to revisit that on the other side of the break. No, he's published a lot of information on Russia, and he is a hero. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 million live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
You just heard the bitterness of Hillary Clinton and the interviewer in Australia saying many people in Australia see Julian Assange as a martyr for free speech. And you saw the hatred in Hillary Clinton as she responded to that. We hope that he doesn't become a martyr. It's a very dangerous game. We've seen people like Michael Hastings killed. And that was an assassination, folks. That was not a car accident. I've gone into that multiple times. I'm not going to go into it right now because we've had a Maltese journalist just killed by a car blast at her home. And this is a journalist who led the Panama Papers corruption investigation, referred to by some as a one-woman WikiLeaks. So let's hope that this type of thing does not happen to Julian Assange or other journalists. But journalists are killed all the time by the politicians that they expose, by the secret intelligence agencies that they expose. Remember Michael Hastings, as we looked at the nonsense of how that accident was reported, the fact that the engine was blown down the road a great distance, and then the car crashed front first into a tree and was burning without the gas tank being compromised whatsoever. Looked at that and said, no, I don't think that really fits it. Somebody killed him. And then we found out that he was very suspicious. He was doing an investigation of the CIA, of John Brennan and others. He had exposed General McChrystal in Afghanistan. So he had a lot of very powerful political enemies. We don't know who killed him, but we don't believe that it was a car accident. Now, this Maltese journalist, they haven't made any secret about this. She was known recently for exposing the Maltese prime minister's offshore dealings in the Panama Papers scandal, and that was where she lived in Malta. The 53-year-old journalist was killed when the car she was driving exploded near her home. They say that Galizia is her last name, accused earlier this year Maltese prime minister Joseph Muscat, his wife, and members of his government of owning offshore companies in Panama, all part of the long-running Panama Papers leak. As they talk about this one-woman WikiLeaks journalist who was killed, they say she single-handedly brought the government in Malta to the verge of collapse. Hillary Clinton, I believe, people around her have died for far less than that. Galizia's mantra was simple. Blog relentlessly about cronyism that is accepted as something that is normal. I can't bear to see people like that be rewarded. And, of course, we're going to be talking to Eric Peters at the bottom of the hour about the kind of cronyism and power that is on display in terms of taking over our ability to move about in this country freely. Our transportation is going to be completely taken over by the government, as we saw them do with Obamacare. And nobody is really sounding the alarm about this. And what is alarming is the fact that the American public is totally asleep to what is going on here. Every time I talk to somebody about what is happening here, the foundation that's being laid, nobody believes it's going to happen. Nobody in America believes that they could have their car taken away from them. And these are the people who just a few years ago heard Obama say, you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. And now they're telling people nobody's even telling them that they're going to be able to keep their car. They're telling them they're going to take their car by fiat. Or as Eric Peters is going to be joining us, says by fatwa. Because that's what's really coming up. As we were saying about this journalist, her blogs were a thorn in the side of both the establishment and underworld figures that hold sway in Europe's smallest member state. She was killed today when her car was destroyed by a powerful explosive device which blew the car into several pieces and threw the debris into a nearby field. Her most recent revelations pointed the finger at Malta's current prime minister and two of his closest aides. They connected offshore companies linked to the three men with the sale of Maltese passports and payments from the government of Azerbaijan. No group or individual has come forward to claim responsibility for the attack, you think? All right, so this is the danger that we have here. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the war between Hillary Clinton and Julian Assange. She's really focused on him, and maybe he's focused on her. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
All right, we're going to get back to Hillary Clinton's worldwide bitter loser tour. We just played the clip for you before the top of the hour, where she was saying that James Comey had shivved her. Well, before he shivved her, with the announcement that came up just a week or two before the election, during the summer, he had shimmed her. He had lifted her up. He had exonerated her. He had given her a pass. After saying she'd committed multiple felony violations, he said, but we're not going to do anything about it, but don't you do any of that kind of stuff. You're just ordinary people. We have a different standard for people like Hillary Clinton than we do for you peons out there. So don't you try any of this at home. And of course, you know, when the thing that she's so upset about, the revelations that came out as they got the New York Police Department got Anthony Weiner's laptop, that kind of forced his hand. But I think it was also hedging his bets a bit. Comey strikes me very much like a J. Edgar Hoover kind of guy. Very political, not above making veiled threats of blackmail to people to get his way. And as some people have pointed out, he was playing a very dangerous game. He was out there dumping dirt on both presidential candidates. But again, maybe he was trying to hedge his bet. Maybe he's trying to do a J. Edgar, J. Edgar Homie, Comey. He was trying to do that to keep himself in position. But I want to go back to this clip and let you hear the bitterness of Hillary Clinton towards Julian Assange. And at the top of the hour, our news break, I was talking about the journalist who had exposed the Panama Papers, who had just had some recent revelations about the leader of Malta, the country that she lived in. She was blown up in a car bomb today. This is the kind of thing that happens to journalists who expose the crimes of very powerful people. We saw it happen to Michael Hastings. It's happened many, many times. Happened many times. And so when we talk about shooting the messenger, it's just like the exposure of the Iran-Contra tapes the journalist who was taken down with that. But I want to go back because it is a very dangerous game that's being played right now. Julian Assange is in the sights of this bitter loser, Hillary Clinton. She cannot conceal her contempt for him. And there may be something coming from Julian Assange against Hillary Clinton, and it may be coming tonight. We're going to get to that in a moment. But I want you to hear this clip as she talks to the Australian journalist about Julian Assange.
Assange has become a kind of nihilistic opportunist who does the bidding of a dictator.
Lots of people, including in Australia, think that Assange is a martyr for free speech and freedom of information. How would you describe him?
I mean, he's a tool of Russian intelligence. And if he's such a, you know, martyr of free speech, why doesn't WikiLeaks ever publish anything coming out of Russia?
Isn't he just doing what journalists do, which is publish information when they get it?
I don't think so. I think for number one, it's stolen information, and number two.
Pause it right there. I gotta interject here. Because when she said, all he does, he never publishes anything negative about Russia. Julian Assange replied to that, and he goes, well, here's our latest expose of Russia, which is a couple of days ago. So he tweeted that out. They're doing that all the time. So he does publish stuff about Russia as well. But when Hillary Clinton goes on the stuff, well, it was stolen information. And the question is, how was it stolen? Was it turned over by Seth Rich or another whistleblower on the DNC? Hillary Clinton played a very clever game. It's not something that we haven't seen before. But she came after the messenger to try to make sure that you wouldn't pay attention to the content. The Russians hacked the election. The Russians hacked the DNC. It was nothing but a red herring to distract you from the information that was revealed about Hillary Clinton and the DNC's crooked dealings to keep Bernie Sanders from getting the nomination. And she's still doing it. That is the game that Hillary Clinton has been playing. And when we talk about stolen information, we've seen the same thing happen with the New York Times, the Pentagon Papers. We saw the same thing happen with the Washington Post, with Watergate. They were never threatened by the Congress. They were never taken down. They didn't have their funds cut off like they tried to do to Julian Assange. So it's a very different standard that they're operating on. But they are journalists. They have exposed information that was obtained by whistleblowers, just as the New York Times and Washington Post have. And so this whole idea of whether it was stolen or whether it was turned over by a whistleblower internally, that is beside the point. And Hillary Clinton is still throwing that red herring out there so you don't see what they revealed about her. Let's continue on with this clip.
Number one, it's stolen information. And number two, if all you did was publish it, that would be one thing. But there was a concerted operation between WikiLeaks and Russia and most likely people in the United States to, as I say, weaponize that information.
Weaponize that information. What does that mean? Was that information promoted? Was it published? I mean, did the Washington Post and mainstream media, when you had Watergate come out with Pentagon Papers, did they just put it on page 13B of their paper? No, it was talked about incessantly. So you're going to talk about something being weaponized. Again, this is the bitterness of Hillary Clinton. And as Julian Assange came back, he said, there is something wrong with Hillary Clinton. It's not just her constant lying. It's not just that she throws off menacing glares and sees thwarted entitlement. Watch closely. Something much darker rides along with it, a cold creepiness that is rarely seen. So let's go back and take a look at some more of this cold creepiness. Let's play video clip number four, where she gets cold and creepy about President Trump.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Very good. Thank you
good
very
to
much.
Good to see you again.
For talking to us. Thank you very much.
Thank
indeed.
You.
Your staff told me that you're on Jimmy Fallon tonight. Is
I am.
True?
I am. So I go from you to Jimmy Fallon. Pretty good company. I'm looking forward to it.
You've described Trump as a clear and present danger to the U.S. Is he the most dangerous president you've ever had?
I think he is, because he is impulsive. He lacks self-control. He is totally consumed by how he is viewed and what people think of him. He is vindictive.
Should we be worried in Australia?
I think the whole world should be concerned.
Project much? That is a total projection of Hillary Clinton. Totally consumed about how she is viewed and what people think of her. And vindictive. And yet she says that about President Trump. The most dangerous president, she said, the U.S. has ever had. Well, I don't think that. But I think she would have been the most dangerous president that the world has ever had. As Julian Assange pointed out, he said, we don't really know about President Trump. He said that before the election. He said, we do know that Hillary Clinton is a warmonger and she is hopelessly corrupt. And that is enough of a reason to oppose her. And now let's talk about what she has to say about Fox News. Let's go to clip number five.
Fox News has been a pernicious influence on our elections ever since it came into being back in the, you know, early 90s. And I think that they're an advocacy outfit. They're not journalism anymore.
Okay, so they're pernicious because I guess they're part of that vast right-wing conspiracy that Hillary Clinton talked about so much. And you know, we talk about advocacy. Let's get over this idea that journalism is disinterested, that it doesn't have a bias. Everybody has a bias. You can either be honest about your bias or you can try to cover it up. And I think we're better served when people are clear about their bias. I'm very clear about what I believe. I tell you what I think. We do analysis. And, of course, people on Fox News typically do that as well. I think they're not very well served by their logo, by their slogan that says, we report, you decide, which makes it sound like they don't have an interest. Look, the very stories that you choose to report on will say something about your bias. Everybody has it. So you can either try to deceive yourself and say that you don't have any bias, or you can try to deceive your audience. And I think it's more important to just say, look, this is our bias. Here is why I think what I think. I'll give you the reasons for it. I'll give you the facts. I'll give you a commentary on it. You can make up your own mind. And so to say that Fox is bad because they are advocates of a position, that is not anything that they should run from. But when we come back, I'm going to give you the article that's up by Paul Joseph Watson. TikTok, a huge story on Hillary and Russia, is set to drop tonight. And it may be coming from the very organization that she just flagged there, Fox News. Sean Hannity is the one talking about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
They say tonight a huge story on Hillary and Russia is set to drop. And in the next segment, I'm going to be talking to Eric Peters of EP Autos. He's got an article up, Time Bomb, and it's a different kind of time bomb. This is a time bomb that is not about taking down Hillary Clinton, but it is a time bomb about taking down your transportation, about declaring illegal by degrees or by fiat. We've had several countries, as well as some cities and the state of California, saying they want to outlaw internal combustion engines, but they may do it in a different way. They may do it by executive fiat, by using the EPA. So we'll be talking to Eric Peters when we come back about that time bomb. I'm David Knight, and before we get back to Hillary Clinton and finish up and talk about what is coming in terms of her time bomb tonight, I want to tell you about some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have BrainForce at our deepest discount we've ever had, and it is my absolute favorite supplement that we have here because I can tell the difference when I take BrainForce. It helps to supercharge your mind. It helps to focus your attention, and we've never had it discounted 50% off before. That's not going to last much longer. BrainForce now 50% off. Also, we have the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. 20% off. That is the large filter that'll take out 99.9% of organic, inorganic, and biological contaminants out of your water. If you don't know what is in your water, and quite frankly, you can never know what's in your water. You can do a test, and the very next day, something can make its way in, either deliberately put there by the government at the city water supply, or it can make its way into your groundwater if you are not on a city water supply. You just don't know what's going to be there. Ask the people in Flint, Michigan. Or take a look at the research that's been done lately. We've had research done in China showing the IQ points that were lost by children who had a certain dosage of the kind of fluoride that our government puts in your water supply and charges you for. We've also had now a new study that came out talking about the effects on the brains of unborn children as their mothers are exposed to fluoride. What is a safe level of fluoride? Well, you don't know what level you're getting because they just dump it in the water. That's what I tell people who want to argue about the efficacy of fluoride or the safety of fluoride. It's like anything that you put in the water as a medication, you cannot control the dosage. If you don't know what the dosage is, then it is not safe. It's just that simple. So make sure that you protect yourself, protect your family. Don't wait until you see bad effects to know that you've got something in your water. You can get Alexa Pure Pro 20% off right now, and it is a gravity feed system, so you don't need to have a power supply with it. That makes it great for emergencies like we've seen the last couple of months. Also, we have all Emmerich's Essentials. That's our non-GMO, 100% organic household products. Those are all 50% off. And finally, we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout, and you can get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee in either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend. Enter the code WAKEUP at checkout for 20% off. Let's go back to Hillary Clinton. We have an article up by Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars today. Huge story about to drop tonight. This was tweeted out last night by Sean Hannity. He teased the bombshell last night. He said, TikTok tomorrow, boom. Hannity also announced during his show last night that Circa's Sarah Carter and The Hill's John Solomon would be breaking a story on Tuesday evening that relates to Hillary Clinton and the Russian collusion narrative, the Russian red herring story. Assange also tweeted a series of numbers that resembled an encryption key that prompted Hannity to respond with a number of tweets that were subsequently deleted, which suggests that Assange was about to dismantle the Russian collusion conspiracy theory. Joshua Kaplan said, does this mean that Julian Assange is finally ready to spill the beans on who gave him the DNC emails during the 2016 election? Let's hope so. And let's hope that this guy who has done a great job, WikiLeaks has done a great job of exposing corruption, of exposing the lies, the cover-ups of our government that becomes increasingly secretive. In a world where everything is classified by the government, it is vital that we have organizations like WikiLeaks. And I hope that President Trump understands, and maybe his newfound friendship and alliance with Rand Paul on healthcare will help him to understand how important it is that we do not allow this politicized surveillance state to continue down this path. We have a bill that is going through Congress right now, the Liberty Act. We'll talk about that later. And what it would do is make permanent many of the abuses that we've seen from the intelligence services. And they're going to remove any kind of conditions for having warrants if they're just coming after your metadata. Well, the metadata is the most important part of the data that they could get from you. That's what they can run through and analyze algorithmically. They can do that far more easily than they can intercepting your texts or listening and recording your speech. It is the metadata that they're really after. The key thing that has been behind the development of the surveillance state since September 11th has been geospatial intelligence. That has been by far and away the fastest growing part of the intelligence services. That's where they can, again, mine the information about where you are, what you're doing. They can determine from what you're doing on social media or other things with your big brother device, your iPhone or your Android, whatever. They can take a look at your phone and they can track you everywhere. And being able to map you, being able to look at your activity, they call it activity-based intelligence, or to be able to map their opponents and what people believe by region. They call that human domain analytics. They want to be able to see if the narrative that they're feeding you, for example, this situation in Las Vegas, they want to know if it's getting traction or if people are just mocking it as we currently are mocking the continually morphing lies that we get about the Las Vegas shooting. So they want to know what's working and what isn't working so they can adjust it. Anytime you got a system of propaganda, it's great to have that kind of feedback. That's something they never had before. But the key thing is that President Trump needs to understand that already that intelligence state has been used illegally, unconstitutionally against him. Against him. And as we've said before, they're going to use it first against their political opponents. Far more than they do against us. As Michael Hayden, who was head of the CIA, head of the NSA, said, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people, and the most interesting people to them are going to be their political opponents. That's why we see them so focused on all of this. Now, in other news about Hillary, she's out there saying that Trump is a sexual assaulter, but that Bill's behavior is in the past. When they pushed back on that at the BBC, she said, oh, no. That has all been litigated. That was a subject of a huge investigation in the late 90s, and there were conclusions that were drawn. Yeah, you know what those conclusions were drawn? The conclusions were drawn, and he paid $850,000 in a settlement that Harvey Weinstein helped to fund. Meanwhile, the Clinton Foundation has said, no, we're not going to give back Harvey Weinstein's $250,000. It's just absolutely amazing. Harvey Weinstein's marriage, they characterize as a sexless business arrangement. I said, boy, that really describes Bill and Hillary, doesn't it? You know, when you compare Bill to Weinstein, it's close, but it's no cigar. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. We'll be talking to Eric Peters about the latest scam to take away your freedom of movement.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
One of the biggest stories that's being ignored right now is the takeover of our transportation. All we get from the Pollyanna technical press and the Pollyanna automotive press is just this gee whiz, look at all the gadgets and the busy boxes that we're going to have to play with as we get shuffled along by our robot cars. And as I pointed out before, robot, of course, is the Czech word for slave. They're slave cars. They're going to be slaves of the government, and if you are limited to those cars, you will be slaves of the government as well. Joining us now is Eric Peters. He's somebody who writes about cars, mobility, and liberty. Yes, liberty actually matters to Eric. He's one of the few car writers out there that looks at this massive takeover and sees it for what it is. He's been doing this for 25 plus years as a columnist, as an author of books, and you can find him at epautos.com. And Eric has an interesting article that I wanted him to kick this off with. It's called Time Bomb. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
David.
Tell people what this time bomb is. We were just talking about the time bomb that appears that Julian Assange is going to launch on Hillary Clinton tonight, but this is a different time bomb. It's got a little bit longer time frame on it, but it's not that far off, as you point out. It's only about 7 years or so.
That's right.
And actually, in the future. Tell us about that.
Well, I'll get into how it's less than that, but it's a regulatory time bomb. Some of the people listening may be familiar with the fact that the government, the federal government, dictates fuel economy standards, and they're essentially mandatory minimums. The current mandatory minimum is 35.5 miles per gallon, and if their fleet average is less than that, they get hit with these very punitive gas guzzler taxes, which make it more difficult for them to sell a vehicle, and in particular to sell vehicles that aren't in the luxury or the high-end class, because the margins are less in the ordinary bread-and-butter family car market, for example. And these CAFE standards are the reason why you don't find large cars anymore with V8 engines like Americans used to drive, and most Americans are now driving considerably smaller vehicles with smaller engines. Well, the pressure is about to get extreme. One of the last things that Obama did, or rather his regulatory bureaucracy did before he left office, was to kick up the CAFE standard to an astonishing 54.5 miles per gallon, effective beginning with the 2025 models, and that's only wow. 7 years from now. Mm-hmm. And to give you an idea of how catastrophic that is or how significant that is, there's only one vehicle that's currently made that can reach that standard, and that is the plug-in version of the Toyota Prius Hybrid. Nothing else comes even close to that.
Wow. Wow. And that's the key that we're looking at here. This is all being pushed in the name of pollution. They're using electric cars as kind of the beard, because a lot of people say, hey, we want to have a zero-emission car. But, of course, they're not thinking about where the power that is going to be used to generate the electricity, where that's coming from. Of course, it's going to need to be done by fossil fuel plants unless we are going to have electricity become so expensive that we can't afford it. That's going to have not only quality of life issues for us, but also life expectancy issues for us. But, you know, Eric, when I look at this, and I look at this push behind electric vehicles, at one level, I don't really care what powers my car, but I care even more about what drives my car. I want to make sure that I have control over my car. Mm-hmm. But the government is pushing this stuff through, and I think they're using these CAFE standards. They're using the mandates for electric vehicles, as we see various countries say, well, by such and such a date. Mm-hmm. And some of them are saying that by 2030, France is going to ban all internal combustion engines, whether they're gasoline or diesel. Then the UK came in very quickly after that, and California is talking about yep. doing that as a state. So if they were to do that, even if here in Texas we said, no, we like to have internal combustion engines. If California does it, then that's going to force the marketplace right there. So they're going to force these things in because they want to bring in the cars that they're going to be able to track us with. And, of course, they can put black boxes in anything, but I think that this is the electric cars give them a beard to take away private ownership, to put in tracking devices for everybody, and to turn the model into a rental model instead of an ownership model.
They do. And to me, the most tragic thing about this is that most people don't realize that in terms of emissions, in terms of real emissions, which excludes carbon dioxide, that's not an emission. That's an inert gas. But the real emissions, right. the things that cause problems with smog and gave people respiratory issues and so on, that's been a non-issue in new cars for more than 15, even 20 years. At this point, any new vehicle emits 98% carbon dioxide and water at the tailpipe. The remaining 2% or so that comes out of the tailpipe is what's accurately characterized as an emission, or which used to be characterized as an emission. It's not a problem anymore. So they've had to be very dishonest about the emissions of modern cars, and then they've had to adopt this new thing that carbon dioxide, an inert gas, which plays no role whatever in the formation of smog, which does not cause respiratory or any other health problems in human beings, they've now begun to characterize that as a pollutant so that they can subject that to regulation. And that's the means by which the pincers are going to take these cars away from us and force these electric cars down our throats. And your
yeah,
point-
we're hoping that the Trump administration will remove that endangerment clause, which has really been pushing this along along that way, we've had regulatory findings and a pronouncement by Obama that human life was endangered. And so that's going to be used to continue to push these things forward in the courts. But, you know, when you're talking about the emissions coming out of tailpipes, it was just last week that I had another interview with Steve Malloy when I before I came here 5 years ago. We were looking at what the EPA was doing to people, experimenting with them, trying to get higher controls on what they called fine particulate matter, yep. which came out of diesel yep. stuff. And they were actually hooking people up to the tailpipes. They were taking out the carbon monoxide that would kill them. But they were also at the same time telling people that this fine particulate matter was going to kill people. They were on, they had Lisa Jackson, who was the head of the EPA, going to Congress and saying, I'm not talking about making people sick. I'm talking about killing them, and more people are dying from this than are dying from cancer. It was a total lie.
Right.
And to underscore what a lie it was, they were exposing people to 72 times what they said was the maximum limit that they were supposed to have, and it wasn't harming them, much to their dismay. Nevertheless, they continue to push these standards on, and as you and I have talked about before, the things that they did to Volkswagen, to the massive fines that they've put, they've arrested executives and so forth. We never saw that with any of the dangerous things that came up in the past, exploding Pintos or the tipping SUVs that were costing lives. Nobody has died from this diesel cheating scandal. Nobody died except for the diesel engine. That's what they're really coming for, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting. You know, there's an ancient principle in Anglo-Saxon law that in order for something to be a crime, you have to establish harm. And we've lost that. The regulatory apparatus now can simply toss out an assertion that something is bad or dangerous. The whole climate change thing is an example. They're not able to actually demonstrate any tangible harms. What they do is produce computer models and make allegations, and they use the same tactics here. They've not presented any evidence that anybody's been harmed by the diesels, much less by anything else that's going on with the cars. They just throw out these hysterical, over-the-top claims, and somehow that becomes the basis for these draconian regulations. It's, you know, it's completely outrageous.
Let's talk about this CAFE standard. And has there been any talk, as far as you can tell, in the Trump administration, any awareness of this ticking time bomb that they're going to push back on this radical fatwa to increase mileage that'll basically, even if they don't come in and just do a fiat declaration saying all internal combustion engines are illegal, they will do it in effect by making them unaffordable with these CAFE standards. Is there any realization of this in the Trump administration?
There are people at the mid-level within the administration that I know who are very well aware of what this will mean for the industry. Now, as for Trump personally, I don't know. I don't have any lines of communication with him. I certainly hope so, because this is going to be absolutely catastrophic. The industry can't cope with this. I can tell you, knowing people in the industry, you know, just from an engineering point of view, these standards cannot be met. It will eviscerate entire classes of vehicles.
In the past, we would have had Detroit come in, and they would have lobbied to stop this. But now they're working with the government to take over our transportation. They don't want to sell cars, and they're fine selling electric cars, and they want to push this along. So that's the real danger right now. We don't have anybody who's pushing back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to come right back with Eric Peters of EPautos.com. Stay with us.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic
coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
Refresh your breath with Emirx Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emirx Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emirx Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emirx Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Is not pushing back on the impossible mile per gallon mandates that are coming out of Washington that were just ramped up by President Obama. It will be a de facto banning of the internal combustion engine if they are not rolled back. We're going to talk to Eric Peters of epautos.com. We're going to talk to him about the other side of this, the pull side of this, the crony capitalist side of this. Elon Musk. I think one of the reasons that Detroit's not pushing back is because they believe that they can take Elon Musk's advantage, his advanced development in electric cars. I think they believe they can take over that lead very quickly. So we're going to talk about Elon Musk and Tesla in just a moment, the king of crony capitalism. Before we get back to Eric, I just want to remind you of some of the sales we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 40% off three of our biggest sellers, three things that are very vital to your health. Our InfoWars Life Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formula, that is 40% off. Also, BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. That is made from 100% organic mustard seed, no synthetics, no fillers in that. And 40% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We also have 50% off BrainForce Plus for a limited time. And you can get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. And either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend, just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America. That's the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off of a great tasting coffee, the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. Eric, let's talk a little bit about Elon Musk. He's come off some pretty bad news in the last few days. They've laid off between 400 and 700 employees, and this is coming at a time when they're trying to ramp up their production lines to fill a massive backlog of orders for Model 3 cars. They were only able to produce 260 cars in the last quarter that had a goal of 1,500 cars, so they missed that by about sixfold. They were expecting to have their production up to about 5,000 cars per week by the end of 2017. Financial analysts said, no, we don't think that's going to happen. I mean, these people, you know, Elon Musk has been losing money left and right, except for the carbon credits that he gets the other car companies to pay him when they sell a normal car like you and I can afford.
He's almost a Rasputin figure. Some have referred to him as kind of a P.T. Barnum Carney Barker, but I think he's more like Rasputin in the sense that he manages to cast a spell, and people just take at face value every extravagant, wild-eyed promise that he makes. Nobody ever questions it, at least not in the mainstream media. Nobody subjects it to critical analysis. It's startling. You know, he said about a week or so ago, yeah, we'll have Empire State Building-sized rockets flying to Mars within 5 years, passenger service to Mars. I mean, normally you'd ridicule this. It's absurd.
And we're going to go anywhere in the world in 80 minutes and all that kind of stuff. I mean, he's got this reality distortion field that is far bigger than anything that Steve Jobs had. Everybody used to laugh about the fact that Steve Jobs could have these presentations and the crowds would go wild once a year when he talked about his new products. But Elon Musk is dropping these wild schemes on almost a weekly basis now, and nobody ever second guesses, as you just pointed out.
Yeah, and Steve Jobs actually made things that work.
Yeah.
And made economic sense. As you just said a moment ago, all Tesla does is lose money. I mean, you know, unless you count the massive subsidies that he milks off the federal government and the carbon credits that he exploits.
You know, one of the things that's coming out, I saw somebody get delivery of one of the early Model 3s. There's only been 220 of them developed, even though there's been about 300,000, 400,000 of them pre-ordered. As they were looking at this car, what struck me, and you might want to comment about this since you're somebody who has reviewed cars for a long time. It's got just one thing in the center of the car, great big iPad, if you will, big touch screen, and there are no controls, no gauges of readouts other than that one thing that is nailed to the center of the dashboard. And as I watch them have to point at and touch and twist and expand and pinch and everything to get to adjust the direction of airflow of air vents even in the car, or to adjust the speed at which the fan is pushing air at you. I thought that was the worst design I have ever seen in my life. And how do we justify giving people tickets for distracted driving when they're using their phone and let people sell cars that have nothing but a big busy box in the center? Are they trying to make human drivers look bad? I mean, what's going on with this, and why is that legal?
Tesla, it's legal because they want Tesla to succeed, and Tesla is pushing more than anybody else this automated technology. Now, you know, I know the preferred term is autonomous, but autonomous, being a writer, I value the you know, the proper use of words, and autonomous means independent, and these cars are anything but independent. They are automated. They are controlled from afar by the people who program them. And, you know, the way the cars are designed right now with the screen that you mentioned is for that purpose, that you're going to be a meat sack and transported in the vehicle, much as you're transported by an Uber driver or by a city bus. That's the future that Tesla envisions.
You know, we look at this, and of course we had a Ford executive say that, Tesla was, that Elon Musk was full of crap when he was talking about having level five, which is the ultimate level that they're looking at, where the car totally would drive by itself. He says they don't have anything close to that. And yet, as you pointed out, because they're pushing the agenda of the government, they keep these subsidies and they keep pushing this forward. But, you know, when I look at this, Eric, I think what we're going to get is something that moves at the speed of a horse and buggy with all the surveillance technology of the 21st century. I mean, it's going to be the worst of the 18th century combined with the worst of the 21st century when they put this stuff together.
Sure. Think about how everything is dumbed down for the least common denominator in this country, everything that the government has any control over. So these cars are not going to be like a Jetsons space age fantasy whizzing along at 100 miles an hour getting you to your destination speedily and efficiently, they are going to be like a downtown city bus or like any other mass transit system that's run by the government. You know, it's going to be slow and inefficient. And by the way, we were talking earlier about some of this controlling and big brothery stuff, and it wasn't much commented on, but when the hurricane came through Florida, Tesla unlocked remotely some of the additional capacity of the battery. And
yes,
people should realize what that means. You know, Tesla, the company, has access to their vehicle at any time they wish to do anything
yes.
they want to it.
And anybody that's had a computer has to understand how bad that can be when the, one of the things that has annoyed me so much is the recent trend of Apple and other companies to continue to force updates on me. Now, they still, at the level that I'm at right now, they still ask for my permission, but they do it incessantly. They're constantly bugging me to upgrade. And I know that when I upgrade, it's going to break things because there's going to be problems with the software or there's going to be incompatibility with the hardware levels that I have, but you're not going to have control of that with your Tesla vehicle. They're just taking the Silicon Valley model and they're going to push those updates out to you, whether or not they have tested them for functionality or not. So you're going to get in your car and all of a sudden it's got some new software that you're going to be debugging on public roads. And that's one of the things that really concerns me, is how the government is laying down and just completely abandoning the whole reason that they've gotten themselves involved in transportation in the first place in the past was to make us safe.
Yeah.
They don't care about that anymore. They're going to remove all regulatory obstacles for the people if they're going to automate their cars.
It's fascinating, isn't it? You know, on the one hand, the government is almost neurotically obsessed, or so it poses, with regard to our safety. You know, all of these totalitarian edicts that come down are inevitably premised on keeping us safe. And yet here we have something that is objectively, demonstrably not safe, and yet they're very lax with regard to this one particular thing.
Yeah. And what it really amounts to is kind of what we saw with the EPA in North Carolina. This is human testing without informed consent. And this has always been, in the past, it has been a crime. But that's what they're doing when they put these cars out on the road for testing. You're not giving your consent to being on their test bed along with their self-driving cars or whatever that they're testing at the time. You don't even know that you're there in most cases.
No, it's not.
And they're doing this without your consent. They're exposing you to risk that you have not signed onto, that you have not even been informed about. That is criminal.
It is. Any other vehicle other than an electric vehicle, they test these things on closed test tracks where the public is not exposed to the risk, and then they have to go through an elaborate protocol to prove to the government that indeed they meet all the applicable safety standards. But with electric cars, they've granted that exemption, and they've done it without our consent. As you mentioned, they put these vehicles out on the road, and who will pay for the consequences when the software has a glitch and the car crashes into a minivan full of kids and kills them? Who's going to pay for that?
That's right. And we're talking about crashing into a car full of kids. There's also the algorithms that are going to be there. Are they going to offer you the same protection as they do a car full of kids, or will they sacrifice your car for that? But we do know that they're going to sacrifice human drivers, because human drivers are not going to be compatible with their slow-moving cars. They've already talked about this in California, where they put them on the roads. They said there's been a lot of low-speed crashes because these cars don't behave like humans.
Yep.
And they're a problem, but no, they're not going to be the problem. They're going to tell you that you are the problem. They're going to take the steering wheel out of your hands. They're going to take the brake away from you, and you are going to be the lab rat for these people and their control grid. Thank you for joining us, Eric Peters, epautos.com, a great site for reviews and a great site to understand what's happening to our mobility and to our liberty. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful host. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Yeah, they're coming for your freedom. And you have to understand that if they take away your ability to move about freely, this is a high-level war. We talk about it being an information war, and it is. We talk about a war against the Second Amendment, and it is. But we don't even have an amendment that we can appeal to like we do the First or the Second Amendment when it comes to our freedom of movement. And as anybody who is a military strategist will talk about, it is about controlling somebody's ability, controlling your enemy's ability to move, to shoot, and to communicate. And the first thing they're coming for is your ability to move. You know, when we look at these articles about the women in Saudi Arabia being able to drive, you know, everybody understands that that is a very symbolic issue of freedom, isn't it? We had a lot of women across the world who were protesting the Saudis' banning of women being able to drive. We talked about how they would go to an amusement park on weekends that was had one day that was Lady Day, and nobody but ladies could go. They had female staff there, so they didn't violate their Sharia law, and they could drive bumper cars. And that little bit of freedom that they have there, just to drive around a little bit of a track, that is really where you're going to be in a few years. If we don't stop this momentum, we're all going to be restricted in our movements to just driving around a little circular track with bumper cars or doing it as a bit of recreation. If you're very wealthy, maybe you'll be able to afford to go to a real track and you'll have some kind of a $3 million hypercar. The people who now fly around in airplanes will be able to afford to do that, but you won't. You won't be able to do that. But more importantly, you won't have the ability to move around without the government tracking your every move. That's really why the government is cooperating with these crony capitalists like Elon Musk to make this come through. That's why when we look at stories about the FBI investigating Uber and Lyft for retaining information, for tracking people as they're moving around, you have to understand that that is just the tip of the iceberg. That is just the beginning of what's going to happen. Being able to have a car has been understood for such a long time in American society, since the middle of the 20th century. It's been a symbol of freedom, and they're very intent on taking that away. And that's why when the Saudis gave that ability, they announced that ability, they haven't actually given it yet. They did a big press conference. They did it in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and they did it in Washington, D.C., because this was meant for consumption by the Western press to talk about how they are liberalizing things towards women, how they're going to give them freedom. They say, we're going to let them drive. But of course, they're going to have a guardian, a male guardian that is going to travel with them, that is going to give their permission to go places. That's going to be the situation that you're going to have, except it's not going to be a guy in the car with you. It's going to be the government in the car with you, monitoring you, telling you whether you can go or not. Did you pay all those taxes? Are you behind in your taxes, your payments to the IRS? Well, if you are, then we're going to use this as punishment. We're going to restrict your movement. And you can see this in the fact that we look at these people who have put together these ride-sharing companies, like Lyft, for example. The CEO used to be an urban planner. And he did a very detailed, I'll have to go back and cover that again sometime. He did a very detailed paper talking about how cars were absolutely evil. And you know, that has been the mindset of urban planners for a very long time. You know, cities are good, cars are evil. That's the Agenda 21 that they're trying to enforce on us with these moves. They want to concentrate you in the city. They'll let you move around a little bit in the city. You can walk around. You can maybe even take a taxi if you can afford to do that, because it's going to be a lot more expensive to take that. But they're not going to let you get out of the city. They don't like that. When people, by choice, wanted to move out of the city into the suburbs, and they had the car was the vehicle of freedom to allow them to do that because they didn't like being locked up in the cities, the urban planner said, that's urban sprawl. That's got to be stopped, so they won't build any roads. I don't know about you, but it's everywhere where I see it, where I live. They won't widen the roads. They've done that by deliberate planning. That's why you see the massive traffic jams in L.A. and places like Austin. If they do build a road, they take 5 to 10 years to do it, and then they add one single toll lane.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Move, communicate, shoot. That's what they want to shut down. That's the freedom that they want to take from us. As you heard in the last hour, we were talking to Eric Peters about the moves either by Fiat to say we're going to ban all internal combustion engines, and we've seen that coming from France, from the UK. Paris may do it sooner than the country does it. We've had the Chinese government talking about the fact they're going to ban all internal combustion engines. That's gasoline and diesel engines. They want to make sure that you're going to use electric cars. They're going to have a limited range. They're going to have a limited life. They're going to have more control over your movements. They're going to track everything that you do. But part of this are the roads. And before we get on to something else, I'm going to get on to what's happening with the Las Vegas investigation. But before I move on from transportation, as I was just saying in the last segment at the top of the hour, everywhere we look, we see a reluctance. And this has been going on for several decades. That's why the traffic situations have gotten so bad in all the cities. It's not just L.A. where people are sitting in traffic all the time. They're deliberately trying to make it unlivable to drive a car. They're punishing you by design. They refuse to increase the capacity of the roads. Here in Austin, for example, we have so many people moving into the area, and yet they will zone for new buildings to be built, but they won't do anything about the roads. When they finally do, and it's hopelessly late because they've got gridlock already set up, then they will take 5 to 10 years. They will make everything drastically worse for that amount of time. And then when they get finished, you'll wind up with an additional toll lane. And that'll be it. And that'll be owned by a foreign company, typically out of Spain. They're the ones who are typically getting this. Here's another example in Maryland. They're going to be adding 4 toll lanes. Ooh, not just 2, but they're going to add 4 toll lanes. But they're not going to do anything there to let you drive on the highway freely. And it won't be much of a capacity increase, even if they were to allow people to drive on those extra lanes because they waited too long to do it. By design, the urban planners, as I just pointed out, hate the automobile. They hate the suburbs. They want everybody locked into their cities. This is all part of Agenda 21, keeping you confined into the cities where you're going to be living in your 200-square-foot apartments. That's their design to do this. And how are they getting there? Well, they're talking about how this is going to be a massive project. It will be the largest public-private partnership for highways in North America. And whenever you see the term public-private partnership, you better hang on to your wallet and hang on to your liberty, because both of those are under attack. When you see public-private partnership, that's their code word for crony capitalism. These toll roads are going to be run by foreign corporations, but get an idea of how we have seen the cost of this stuff escalate. We had the first part of the interstate system back in 1956 by Eisenhower. We had 48,000 miles, and it was, in today's dollars, $526 billion, or about $10 million per mile. This particular project is going to be 35 miles, and it's going to be $250 million per mile, not $10 million per mile. We would never have an interstate system if we had, and these are figures that are adjusted for inflation. Understand that adjusted for inflation, the extra lanes that are being added in this project are coming in at a price tag that is 25 times what the interstate was built. And that was done between the mid-1950s and the mid-1970s. So in that amount of time, somehow we have forgotten how to build roads economically. Or maybe we don't have the will to do it. Or maybe we have a corrupt political regime that is feathering their beds. This corruption between the people who are building the roads and the politicians who pick them. I think that that's the case. But let's take a look at something that's a little bit lighter right now. You know, we've had the case in the past of Shia LaBeouf, and he did the flag thing where he said, he will not divide us. Donald Trump will not divide us. And so he set up in New York, this troubled individual, and he was doing performance art. And just to give you a little bit of an introduction to it, here's something from one of my favorite internet channels, the Internet Historian. And here's part of their video. The triggering of Shia LaBeouf. Here's a little excerpt of that.
Shia LaBeouf is an artist. Welcome to his museum. He brought you such works as watching all of his movies in a theater back to back and wearing a paper bag.
Do it! Make your dreams
come true! One troubled individual.
Ready to unveil his magnum opus.
He won't divide us.
Their message from Astoria, Queens, broadcast for the world to see. Camera feed will be up 24 hours a day for at least 4 years.
The media called it a triumph, the first great art of the Trump era.
Will not divide us.
This has to be one of the most amusing protests of President Trump, and that is the one that was led by Shia LaBeouf. And he first set up in New York City. And then as if you watch the rest of that video, they'll show you the people that were trolling them. And so in a fit of pique, he decided that he would take his exhibition, his performance art, if you will, because he seems to have had his movie career washed up, fortunately. I hope that is the case. I won't be paying to see Shia LaBeouf in the movie theaters anymore. But he took it on the road. He decided that he would go somewhere where he could continue this protest of Donald Trump for 4 years. But the interesting thing about it was that 4chan decided that as he's going to fly his He Will Not Divide Us flag, they started a crowdsourced research project, I guess you could call it, out of 4chan. They call it Capture the Flag. And let's play a little bit of a clip of how this kind of broke down with Internet Historian did a great documentation of how they found him wherever he went. Here's this.
After defeat on the battlefields of New York and New Mexico, Shia headed to a new hidden location. No more chanting or interaction. This latest exhibit would just be a flag waving arrogantly in front of a camera. There were no landmarks, no scenery, no clues at all to its whereabouts. It would be impossible to find, and nothing could stop the broadcast. Checkmate. And this would allow Shia to act smug for the next 4 to 8 years. That is, unless Pol's agents could find a way to track it down. Challenge accepted. It was to be the greatest game of capture the flag ever. Pol began organizing. They set about gathering all the information they could on the local environment, trying to match up cloud, wind patterns, and ambient noise. Because it was a live stream, they could match the time of sunset to quickly discern that the flag was somewhere in the eastern time zone. That's two-thirds of the country ruled out in one move. Others began looking into intel about Shire's whereabouts, as it was highly likely that he was present for the raising of the flag itself. As time went on, distinct noises could be heard in the background. The croaking of frogs, suggesting water nearby.
They're showing Pepe the Frog on there as they hear the clicking of the frogs.
Finally, two jet streams.
And so what they do is they lay down a process by which 4chan did a crowdsource investigation and found this guy, even though he just pointed the flag at the sky, just blue sky behind him, and a flag flying. Now he is reviving this to the delight of 4chan trolls. And this is an article we have on Infowars.com. You should take a look at that. You should take a look at the videos and the history of where he did this. I mean, first he hid this in a Tennessee location. And after they found that, and they found it very quickly, then he decided he was going to do something else. He was going to go into an internal room and put the flag on the wall inside of a room and then broadcast it on a web broadcast and continue his protest. And then they found that. Nowhere where he could go could he hide from them. I tell you what, this is absolutely amazing. They say in the months after shutting down the project, LaBeouf is reportedly having numerous mental breakdowns, including a racist rant to police that he later apologized for. The question is, how do you distinguish his mental breakdowns from his normal condition? I don't know what his normal state is, but it's going to be interesting. The game is on again, and maybe we could get these guys to find Jesus Campos. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body.
The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emmerich's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Let's talk a little bit about finding Jesus, or Jesus in this case. Jesus Campos. Where is he? We've got 4chan. Had no problem at all finding Shia LaBeouf. No matter where he went, he took his, he will not divide his flag. He took it to areas where he shot it just against the sky. He took it to a closed room and they found him in no time. But you know, we're not able to find the security guard, and we're not able to find a motive, and we're not able to find eyewitnesses. We're not able to get any information from the FBI. When they do get information, they tend to have they tend to operate in the way that they just erase your data. You know, if you're an eyewitness and you turn your phone over to them, you get it back and that data is gone. So do not turn your information over to the FBI without first putting it on the internet. You can send it to me. Send it to Libertarian on Twitter. We'll get that information out there. That's the only way that we're going to find information, is if we crowdsource it, or if we get some whistleblower to give it to WikiLeaks. Maybe that'll happen. So we'll find out exactly what's going on there. We're going to talk a little bit about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about some of the sales that are at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what keeps this broadcast going. It's what's allowed us to add this broadcast in the morning before the Alex Jones show, and allow us to add a 3-hour broadcast after that, the War Room, coming up in the afternoon. It is the products that we sell. We want to, you know, we're capitalists here. We believe in the free market. We believe in protecting people's health. I guess if we were socialists, we would just ask for a donation. And of course, I think there might be a way for you to donate to InfoWars, but we like to give you something for the money. And so we offer you a lot of products here that are very effective to protect your health, to protect your family's health. One of those that's at a deep discount right now is BrainForce Plus, 50% off, the deepest we've ever discounted it here. And as I've said many times, it is my favorite supplement that we have, because so many of the supplements that you take, you can do the research, you understand that you need to, that you're going to have certain diseases if you've got a deficiency in, let's say, selenium or in iodine or in vitamin B12. Those are well documented, but you're not necessarily going to feel anything when you take vitamins and minerals. You do with BrainForce Plus. That's why I like it so much. It's 50% off right now. When I'm talking about some of these other essential minerals that and vitamins that you can take, vitamin B12, our InfoWars Life Secret 12, that is now 40% off. So is BioTrue Selenium. It's a 100% organic selenium, no synthetics, no fillers. That is 40% off. And our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine is also 40% off. You can also get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. That is something that also the crew here likes. It keeps us awake in the morning, helps us to wake up the old dark early crew. We get in here pretty early in the morning every day to bring you this morning show. and it is a great tasting coffee. InfoWars Wake Up America and either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend, you can now get 20% off at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. That's InfoWars Wake Up America coffee, 20% off with the code WAKEUP at checkout. All right, we have the Las Vegas security guard, who is at the center of so many of these timeline changes that we've gotten from the sheriff. He was the last person shot, then he became the first person shot. Then he was the person who was shot 6 minutes before the shooting began, and then he was the person who was shot 40 seconds before the shooting began. So he's been really key in terms of this timeline. And understand that the timeline has a lot of legal and financial issues for the hotels that are there. And of course, it's not just that he has gone missing last Friday. And just to review, it was the union, David Hickey of the Security, Police and Fire Professionals of America had told reporters on Friday that he got a text the night before saying that Jesus Campos was taken to a UMC quick care facility, though he didn't specify where or from whom the text came. A spokesperson for the UMC Quick Care, where he is supposed to have been taken to, they have 8 locations throughout the Vegas area. They told Fox News on Monday that they had heard nothing about Jesus Campos visiting them. And of course, as Laura Loomer has pointed out, the security company that he worked for only has a virtual presence. Their license expired in January of last year. So there's so many odd things. Let's just put it that way. Odd things. Odd things about this, isn't it? For the past 4 days, they said he's been preparing. We had a meeting with MGM officials, and after that meeting was over, we talked about the interviews. I bet they did. I bet when he talked to the MGM officials, because MGM, you're talking about a situation here where you got, what, 600 people injured or killed? You know, 59 people killed and well over, I think the last count was 525, 526, something like that. That were injured in that account. If they have liability because they didn't contact the police quickly enough or they didn't do this or that, if people can make the case, they don't have to make it very deeply for that to stick against somebody that's got deep pockets, because juries are going to be sympathetic to victims. I remember years ago when I was here in Texas, one of the guys that I worked with at Texas Instruments in Houston was on a jury, and they had a situation where there was a cowboy that was injured, and he did a lawsuit against the ranch. Now, the rancher had deep pockets. The cowboy was very poor, and he was sitting on the jury, and when the jury had their deliberations, he had maintained that the owners were rushing them, and because the owners were rushing them, that's why he had the accident. And my friend said, I just didn't see that they had done anything wrong. And all the rest of the jurors were saying, yeah, but he needs the money. And this rancher has got a lot of money, so you should find in favor of the guy who needs the money. And he goes, I can't do that. I can't take money from them when they didn't do anything wrong. And so he held out on that situation. But most juries are not going to be like that. You're not going to find a lot of people like my friend who is not going to take money from people when they haven't done something wrong. So even if MGM hasn't done anything wrong, the juries in most cases are going to be predisposed to be very liberal with their money. So it was very important for them to push back on this. It's going to be interesting to see what has happened to this individual, to do an investigation, get some answers. Basically, everyone is stonewalling him, and he has completely disappeared. And now the union president has said, I'm very concerned. It is highly unusual. You think? Everything about this investigation is highly unusual. That's why I talk about it being the FBI says. You know, there was a story that came out on Mint Press, and they were talking about another shooting or another terrorist event that happened on October the 6th that we haven't talked much about. This is a situation where an individual in Asheville, North Carolina, had created an improvised explosive device, which was later disarmed and defused by bomb technicians from the local police department. It did not involve the government, the federal government, or the FBI. And at first, some people came out and said, well, we didn't hear anything about this because this was a white guy. Well, it turns out he wasn't a white guy. He was actually an Indian, a Native American. But then they made an interesting point. They said the most likely reason we didn't hear anything about it was because he wasn't groomed by the FBI. The FBI would look bad if they were caught hands down, not realizing that this was going to happen. That's why they create so many terrorist events. They facilitate it, they recruit it, they arm these people, and then they shut them down at the last minute to say, see, we know everything that's going on, and we're going to keep you safe. At the same time, they scare you about the terrorist events. That's why I call them the FBI-sis. That even happened in the Garland, Texas shooting. The only one that ISIS has taken credit for besides the Vegas shooting, that was the FBI.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, and you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David. David Knight.
Yeah, Jesus Campos is missing. What's also missing is any motive, any engagement with witnesses except to destroy their evidence by the FBI. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't add up. There's a lot of stuff that is missing. And it was interesting, you know, we began this hour by talking about the capture the flag exercise that was done on 4chan to find Shia LaBeouf with his He Will Not Divide Us protests. You know, you can do a lot with crowdsourcing investigation. And there's a lot of people who have recordings of what happened there, and I suspect that we're going to learn a lot about this. There's already been a lot of stuff about other shooters that has come out. A lot of witnesses believe that there were other shooters. A lot of people have looked at the audio analysis, believe that there are other shooters, but they're sticking to the story, more or less, as they change the timeline, as it continues to morph, to take away liability from MGM hotels and to take away any notion that there was wider mayhem other than one individual. Of course, it always breaks down to that, doesn't it? It's always just a lone shooter. Don't worry, we've got it taken care of. We're going to examine his brain for motives. I've never seen them so desperate to try to provide some kind of a prop for their phony story as this. But I was just talking about this case out of North Carolina that really wasn't covered very much. A guy who made a homemade device, put it at the airport. It was shut down by local police. At first they said, well, nobody's talking about it because he's white. Well, everybody was talking about the Vegas shooting. But also it didn't get any exposure, I think, because it wasn't something that was helpful to the FBI. The FBI wants to not only scare you about terror plots, but they also want to show that they're in control, that they can solve all these things. And when somebody pulls something off and they don't know about it because they didn't create it, and this is something that Julian Assange put out right away, he says, I just want to remind you, as we talked about last week, we had Judge Napolitano back in 2013 went down a list of 17 different terror plots that had been orchestrated by the FBI. At that point, they said, well, there's only been another three of them that they didn't shut down because they didn't run them. One of them, however, was the underwear bomber. And I'm not convinced that the government, as a matter of fact, I'm convinced of just the opposite. I'm convinced that the government was very much involved with the underwear bomber. We've covered that in the past. But as they're talking about why the unknown motive in the Las Vegas massacre is so unsettling, it should be unsettling. And it should be unsettling that we have the FBI confiscating evidence and erasing it from people's phones, that we had the FBI present at the Garland, Texas shooting that the ISIS took credit for, telling the guy you got to tear up Texas, provoking him, and then even accompanying him in the car behind the shooters, not him, there was multiple shooters, there was at least two, but the FBI agent and the car behind them as they opened fire. Now, the individual, the unarmed security guard that was shot, has now filed an $8 million lawsuit against the FBI because they were involved in this terrorist event, which is the only other terrorist event that ISIS has taken credit for, as they took credit for the one in Las Vegas. And so as they're looking at this situation in Asheville, Mint Press says, maybe in this particular case, since the FBI wasn't involved in his bomb plot and they weren't responsible for foiling it, it's possible that his case has been ignored because the FBI and the U.S. government in general were, A, unable to predict that he was about to commit the attack, that they were could not thwart it despite the government's push for increased spying powers over American citizens and other reductions of civilian privacy. Because you have to understand, they're not just coming after the guns in the wake of the Las Vegas shooting. They're also trying to push for broader surveillance, always justifying it, telling you that if you give up your liberty, if you give up your privacy, they're going to make you safe. No, they're going to make you slaves. They're going to make you slaves. When you give it up to that degree, when you give up your liberty to that degree, you become a slave. So let's talk about something else that is enslaving people. Let's talk about the drug war. President Trump had said he was going to appoint Marino, a congressman, who was one of the early supporters for him, to the position of drug czar. And yet there's an investigation that is raising questions about what the DEA has been doing in as part of the opioid crisis and some legislation that was introduced by Marino. Here's this press conference where people asked President Trump about his choice for drug czar.
As far as Tom Marino, so he was a very early supporter of mine, the great state of Pennsylvania. He's a great guy. I did see the report. We're going to look into the report. We're going to take it very seriously because we're going to have a major announcement probably next week on the drug crisis and on the opioid massive problem. And I want to get that absolutely right. This country and, frankly, the world has a drug problem. The world has a drug problem, but we have it, and we're going to do something about it. So I'm going to have a major announcement on that problem next week. We're going to be looking into Tom.
Yeah, the world has a drug problem, and the drug war came from the United Nations. They created the schedules, which absurdly we have marijuana in as a Schedule I drug, which says that it has no medical use whatsoever. It is scheduled as a number one, and meth is way down. Meth is far more dangerous, far more addictive, and far less able to be controlled, quite frankly, than marijuana even can be, although they haven't been able to stop marijuana use in 46 years. It was 1971 that Richard Nixon declared war on drugs. He used the four schedules and the drugs that were put into those four schedules by the United Nations. The war on drugs is the United Nations agenda. They created those schedules. They put the drugs in those schedules in 1961. And then 10 years later, we had it enacted in America. So yes, it is a worldwide problem. Now, what has blown up here in this appointment, and I think probably this guy will not get appointed. President Trump said, well, I'm going to look into this in light of this investigation. He was somebody who was an early supporter. We were going to put him in this position, but now we're going to take a look at it. And you know, when I look at this and people are talking about the drug czar, we now have health czar. We have environmental czars. Why is it in America that we don't vomit at the idea that we have people in these positions that are referred to as czars? How is that in any way, shape, or form compatible with what we're about here in America, that we would have czars who could dictate things to us? But that's exactly what is happening. And it's not just happening in the DEA. We have czars all over the place that are dictating to us because, as we pointed out earlier in the show, Congress has abdicated its responsibility and its duty to enact laws. They have handed that over to the bureaucracies, and the bureaucracies are just taking that ball and running with it. That's one of the things that's so dangerous about the gun control legislation that's being proposed in the wake of the Las Vegas shooting. You have the NRA coming in and saying, well, let's not get involved in this in the Congress, in the legislative process. Let's just let the ATF determine what they're going to ban and what they're not going to ban. Let's let them expand their jurisdiction over firearms. They've been restricted in the past just to the firing mechanism, but let's include things like springs or whatever that are on the stock. And as we've seen, you can get the same effect that you do with a bump stock from tying the gun to your belt and using your finger on the trigger. So it's a very, very dangerous thing. It is a slippery slope, and Nancy Pelosi is so excited about that slippery slope. She hopes that it is a slippery slope. But it is a very slippery slope if you're going to stop the Congress from enacting laws and you're going to turn it over to these bureaucracies. You wind up with czars. You wind up with little dictators who can make things illegal just by fiat. And that's where we are right now. They didn't have a constitutional amendment to give them power to do that. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments say they don't have the power to do it, but they do it anyway. When we come back, we're going to talk about what this whistleblower has exposed about the opioid crisis and the laws that happened there and the regulatory capture that we see over and over again. It's not just the war on drugs. It's the way that Washington works. And until we understand how this system is broken, how the swamp exists and grows, we will never fix it. We will never drain it. I'm David Icke. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, we got one more segment. We're going to get into what's going on with the DEA and the opioid crisis. It's been the subject of this whistleblower talking to 60 Minutes and to the Washington Post. Coming up after this segment is the Alex Jones Show. And on today's Alex Jones Show, we have a Project Veritas report that is breaking. Here's a little sample of what's coming up.
Extremely dangerous. I think one of the
things that maybe journalists were thinking about. It's like, oh, if we write about him, about how like insanely crazy he is and how ludicrous his policies are, then maybe people will read it and be like, oh, wow.
All right, and that's going to be coming up in at the top of the hour right after this segment. Before we get back to the news real quickly, we've got several things that are still on sale at InfoWarsStore.com that aren't going to be on sale much longer. Our vitamin B12, that's our Secret 12, 40% off. Our BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. And our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, also 40% off. And for a limited time only, you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee with the code WAKEUP at checkout. Let's put in the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. Now, the thing that may cause President Trump, he says he's going to reconsider the person that he has nominated, may cause him to reconsider. This is something that's coming from a whistleblower. His name is Joe Ranazzisi, I think is the way it's pronounced. I'm not sure. He's a former DEA Deputy Assistant Administrator. He has blown the whistle on what is going. And, of course, if we're going to talk about the government's involvement in a drug epidemic, let's not forget Gary Webb. His Kill the Messenger was the name of the movie, the book, I think, also by that name. But he exposed the crack cocaine epidemic that had been manufactured by the U.S. government to help fund the war against the Nicaraguan Contras. So this is nothing new, quite frankly, in the United States, but it is something that is new in regards to the opioid crisis, which has really become an epidemic. And one of the things that he talks about here is the fact that as they were going through what was happening, they're trying to put some controls on what people would be able to get in the way of painkillers. That is, as we have seen for the past 46 years, that is a quest that is doomed to failure. Okay, this kind of Don Quixote quest. You're jousting at windmills. I just talked earlier about, and it was, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was Friday, we talked about the war on drugs in Mexico and how many more people have been killed there in the first 6 months than in the Afghan war. We've had 12 and a half times the number of people killed in Mexico and the drug war there, as you've got rival gangs fighting for turf. We got El Chapo out of the way, and now there are three gangs that are vying for supremacy there. And it has caused the level of violence to escalate even further. 12.5 times the number of people that died in the Afghanistan war in the first 6 months of this year. Yeah, that's a real war. It is a very brutal and vicious war. It's far more vicious than the kind of turf wars that we saw in Chicago over alcohol prohibition. But it will always happen. It is the nature of prohibition. It doesn't matter what you're prohibiting, whether it's alcohol, whether it is pot, whether it's cocaine, whether it is opioids. It doesn't matter. You're still going to have that kind of war that is going to happen. And you've got people who are dying in prison in America with overdoses. You can't stop the drugs from flowing in prison. So how are you going to stop it on the streets? You're going to turn America into a prison. Yes, they're doing that by degrees. They're turning our society into a prison. But they're not going to stop illicit drug use. And they talk about the fact that even after the distributors were fined millions of dollars by the DEA, little was done to curb the problem. They say the pharmaceutical distributors pushed back. They recruited lawyers from within the DEA to come and work with their companies. In essence, they said the drug companies recruited the very same lawyers who were writing policy for the DEA, who knew the loopholes, and who knew how to get the DEA off of their backs. Where have we seen this before? It's called regulatory capture. It happens in every single industry that the government decides that they're going to regulate. You wind up having the people who are running the industry writing the laws. And in this case, it's Big Pharma writing the laws. It's Big Pharma that is keeping medical marijuana criminal, because they don't want competition to their far more dangerous opioids. This is something that you've got people in the VA, the Veterans Administration, and they could prescribe for PTSD and for pain, they could prescribe medical marijuana, but they're prohibited from doing that so that they can sell these opioids that are very addictive, that destroy people's lives. I just read a story the other day about a guy who would do autopsies, and he'd cut into, I mean, want to look at the brain of the shooter. He was talking about how he would do autopsies, and he would cut into the victim in this white foam would come out indicating that they had been poisoned by opioids. But as they point out, Lyndon Barber, one example, who used to work for the DEA, jumped ship and went to work for Quarles and Brady's Health Law Group, helping clients to navigate through the compliance issues with the DEA. He drafted the Marino Bill, and he lobbied Congress to introduce the bill with Tom Marino. The bill became law. It passed without objection in both House and Senate, was signed into law by Obama in 2016, and this is the issue that they're looking at now. This kind of regulatory capture, the fact that we have Big Pharma pushing the drug wars, and we've got people dying. And that is the corruption that is always going to be there as long as we have a drug czar. Now, in the little bit of time that we got left, I wanted to play for you a clip from Jane Fonda. She actually went on BBC's Hard Talk, and she was asked if she was proud to be an American. Are you proud of America? Here's that clip.
Let me ask you a simple question. Are you proud of America today?
No, but... I'm proud of the resistance. I'm proud of the people who are turning out in unprecedented numbers and continue over and over and over again to protest what Trump is doing. I'm very proud of that
right,
core.
But you know what? In the NFL today, the National Football League, there's a huge controversy about those players who are so angry about race politics in the United States today, and it's particularly black players, not just, but particularly black players, that when the national anthem plays at games, they... For the time being, are determined to what's called take a knee. Not to stand for the anthem, but take a knee. Mm-hmm. If you, Jane Fonda, were in a situation like that today...
I would take a knee. I would take two knees. I'd get on all fours if necessary to call attention. And Trump is manipulating it to make it to have something to do with the military. Do you know what I mean? It has nothing to do with patriotism. It has nothing to do with the military.
Jane Fonda is going to lecture us on patriotism.
Racism is so alive and well in the United States.
But so many of those Americans you say you reach out to, listening to your answer just now, would say, huh, Jane Fonda, she is still betraying our nation, disrespecting our flag and our military. She hasn't changed. She's still that Hanoi Jane.
Well, there are some people who feel that way.
Yeah, she still is that Hanoi Jane. I'm not fond of Jane. I'm not fond of her. You know, don't talk about getting down on all fours. I mean, this is the kind of person who has crawled on all fours to people like Harvey Weinstein and that Hollywood filth. She's the kind of person who, regardless of what she thought about the politics of the Vietnam War, I don't understand how in the world she could do what she did to those prisoners of war, turning them in to their captors when they tried to pass her a note saying they'd been tortured. I mean, this is Hanoi Jane. She's not changed. She's not proud of America. And she is still pushing the same kind of identity politics that are destroying the Democrat Party. That's the only good news about this. They're not going to win any elections as long as they keep pushing this identity politics. She doesn't have any hope to offer people. Earlier in the interview, she had been talking to the guy had asked her, you know, what went wrong? How did Trump win? And she said, well, look, we as a party, the Democrat Party, we have not sat down and asked people, why are you hurting? What is it that's happened? And of course, we're talking about people who have seen entire industries shut down. Well, that would be people like her hero, Barack Obama, who said, I'm going to put the entire coal industry out of business. And it's not just that industry, folks. That's the only one that they would admit that they were going to put down. But in that part of the interview, she seems to understand that there are real life issues that people are responding to. They're not simply racist. But then she goes back to this same racist narrative that's being sold by Black Lives Matter, by George Soros, and the rest of these people. They have absolutely no clue as to how to win. And that's the only good news. They're still going down that road. And we don't have time to play this. So I was going to play the clip to remind you what she said about Harvey Weinstein. Even as they asked her about Harvey Weinstein, she couldn't criticize him individually. She took it to men. She criticized all men. Just like they're going to criticize all gun owners. Whenever you've got somebody involved in an illicit shooting, they're going to criticize all men when you've got some kind of a predator like Harvey Weinstein. And people like Jane Fonda and Hillary Clinton are always going to be there with their phony group rights, throwing individual rights under the bus. That's it for our broadcast. I'm David Knight. Stay tuned for Alex Jones.